Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Third four after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Beverly Inman-Ebel back on the show. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going way, way back. Probably, I guess, maybe a dozen years or so that she's been a member of our Brain Trust. She is one of our top communication experts on the planet. She's the one of the people we turn to when we want to make sure that we're connecting. We're not just emailing and talking and yakking and IMing and social mediaing. We're actually making a contact and making work. And she's our good friend, Beverly Inman-Ebel. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back, Bev. You know, in the early part of the first part of the hour, I was telling the audience you were coming. And I was just talking about how much more communication is happening, how much more we're connecting with people, we're talking to people, we're getting our messages out there. But I wonder if there's so much noise, you know, who's listening to any of this? And are we part of the problem or are we part of the solution? What do you think?
I think it's both. I think the quantity of communication has increased, and the speed has definitely increased. My concern and what I see as a communication consultant is the quality is lacking, that we are putting the emphasis on speed rather than saying the right thing to people. Mm. And I'm finding with my clients that email is really being used, it's being abused, and people need to understand that there's a time to use email and there's a time not to use email. And I'd like to encourage everyone out there to quit using email as the proverbial bread trail.
Right.
You know, so that you can say, aha, here on this particular day, this person said that. It's really not a security blanket. It will blow up in your face. You may have the bread trail, but you know they're burnt crumbs by the time back there.
Tell us more about that. What do you explain that a little bit more?
Well, for instance, recently, let's say someone sends an email that says, "Get ready for this. These people are coming in from outside to." Talk to us or for a meeting, and one person writes back, "Does anyone know about this? Because I wasn't informed, and I've checked with so-and-so, and they didn't know anything about it," and the person hit reply all.
Oh, no.
Well, let's say this happens, and this is a true story. Let's say this happens on a Friday evening. So people are getting this email. And all weekend, what are they thinking? Who did this? Why? You know, there's a problem. When the correct response would have been simply to reply to the person who sent the email, or, better yet, pick up the phone and find out, how did this get started, and, you know, what's the skinny? What's really going on?
Yeah.
And if you don't get satisfaction with that, then you go to your supervisor, you go to the person that you take complaints to when you can't get the correct answers, and not emailing everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and another huge block that I have, I really wish that reply all button was an F something or other.
I almost never use that button.
Oh,
in fact, oftentimes, every time I hit reply, and then I think, well, wait a minute, I do need to let those three people know about that, and then I go, I close that, I just trash that email, and and open it back up with reply all. But my point is I never hit reply all first.
I agree.
For some reason, I just don't. I just don't think about it like that. And then, but I agree with you. I think that's something you got to watch out for. And that what that does is you become part of the problem. You become part of the clutter, and it creates chaos, doesn't it? It has the potential to create chaos. And even if it's benign, Beverly, even if it's not something that ruins everyone's weekend, it's still clutter. It's still in the way, and it still contributes to some level of chaos. Mm-hmm. And good suggestions. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, I want to talk about connecting with customers, and how do we do that, and how do we use the different tools that we have to do a better job of connecting with and taking care of customers. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Beverly Inman Ebel is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.